There's something we've all been forgetting about.
What's that, Dad?
The cancer, he said.
Maybe he'd forgotten about the cancer, but no one else had. He had a type of liver cancer for which there was no cure, and because of the pneumonia, he was not able to finish the trial treatment he'd been receiving. Not that it was helping anyway. Everyone but him knew the end was slowly drawing near. One night while my husband was out grocery shopping and I was putting the kids to bed, my father called to me from downstairs. I could tell by his strained voice that something was wrong. Running down, the children close behind, I found him on the couch. He was breathing like he had just run a marathon. His face was red and his eyes were wide with pain. Even while calling 911, I realized he was not to have a slow cancer decline after all. This heart attack would bring a quick end. "Go in the living room and watch for the ambulance," I told the children, surprised at how calm my voice sounded. I didn't feel calm inside. It felt like a tornado was ripping me apart. My heart pounded so loudly that I could hardly hear the medic on the phone give me directions for CPR. "I can't do this," I thought. Yet I tipped my father's head back, pinched his nose closed,